Let's talk about best and worst. Let's do the best first. You know, I'll give it to White Knoll. That was my best. So going to North Augusta and winning 27-6. So I like them for my best. If we're talking, you know, teams here in the Midlands, I know you like to go out sometimes because, I mean, like South Point had a really good win tonight. So yeah. What would you say your best is?
My best of the night is going to be I'm going to go with Port O'Dowd with their win over Ben Lippin.
28-26.
Yeah.
Ben Lippin last week, too.
That's a big – well, I went with them as a best.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going with Port O'Dowd as a best this week because that's a big win for Port O'Dowd, and I'm glad to see him get it. Derek White, good friend of mine, Ben Lippin, love him to death. Great guy, great coach. But Rick Reitz is also a good friend and happy for him. He works hard down there.
What would you say your Midland, like non-Skeeza type best would be then?
Non-Skeeza.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Midlands.
Yeah, in the Midlands,
best
yeah.
of the night.
I mean, Saluda had a good win.
I'm going to go with Spring Valley.
Okay, that's a good choice, too.
I think Spring Valley, you know, they put it together tonight. They don't turn the ball over nearly like they have been in the past few games. The big thing is this is a region game. So they're 1-0 in region play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget, you know, they're 3-1 overall. Forget it. They're 1-0 in region play,
yeah.
And that's what counts.
And the next week, White Knoll.
Next week at White Knoll. And, you know, this is a region that, golly, man, you look at what's going on with all the teams in the region, and this is going to be competitive. I mean, it's going to be really good to see what happens. I think Dutch Fork is probably, I don't want to say they're head and shoulders better than everybody else. You know, they play River Bluff tonight. They blow them out.
Yeah,
that's expected. Kind of hard to tell.
I mean, a few gauge. Weeks you're going to have Dutch Fork, and I think next month you'll have Dutch Fork and Lexington. I mean, do you see that game being close? Or I mean, because I've been seeing a Lexington team
depends.
Here just not
it,
really
it
playing.
Depends.
Like they
I
need
mean,
to.
You know, this is a listen. Lexington is one of those teams. I mean, who would have thought they would have went up to Spartanburg last year in the semifinals and beat Spartanburg
mm-hmm. yeah,
at Spartanburg?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't expected. So you just really can't tell, especially when region play starts. You know, you hate to, you don't make excuses. You just tell the truth. The fact of the matter is they make mistakes. They're not playing very well at the quarterback position. They're not tackling very well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they did start off quick tonight. They usually wait till later. They put up 21 points in the first half. That's pretty good. But you got to tackle. I mean,
yeah.
You can't. And, again, you know, not making excuses. They were playing a flexbone team. They won't see that offense again in regular season anyway. But you still got to tackle. I mean, you get your hands on the guy, you got to tackle.
From best to worst, you know, I've been thinking about this. And really, you know, this is not a judgment on this team when I say this, but I, you know, just maybe expect a little bit more at home. And they got beat by a good team, so it's I picked R&D's win over AC Floor. I just felt like, you know, AC Floor could do more at home. And I'm definitely not saying that they, you know, hey, you should have won that game. But just felt like see a little bit more. I know it was some defense in that game.
Some
I
offense.
I picked that one, yeah. Some offense.
Some offense.
Yeah, some offense, yeah. So I went with that game.
That's a good pick. I probably wouldn't go with that simply because I think Richland Northeast is a really good football team.
They are.
Team.
I agree with that, yeah.
Matter of fact, I would say Richland Northeast was favored in that football game.
Mm-hmm.
My worst of the night is going to go with Airport.
That's
you know,
a good
they dropped
one too.
Their second game in a mm-hmm. row. They flip-flop back and forth in this game with Orangeburg-Wilkinson. But, listen, if we look at this schedule in the preseason, this is a game that – we think that they should win. You know, when we talked about – I talked with Coach Burnett prior to the season about that region and, you know, South Aiken playing good football. I felt like South Aiken is going to be good in that region, North Augusta playing well as well. But, you know, I just think that Orangeburg-Wilkinson is one of those teams that you never can get a beat on. You know, when they play well, like they did a couple of years ago, they go deep in the playoffs. They do tend to find ways to self-destruct, but this was a game that I really felt like Airport should have won and really could have won right up until the end of the game, but they got to get better on the defensive side of the football, and they've got to get better on offense.